views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. Boy, have we got some things we're going to be talking about during this episode. This is an important topic that I feel very inspired to share with you, so I am spending the whole hour on it. We do have phone lines open. If you have a question about this topic, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We're talking about the frequency, the energy frequency rising. If you follow the spirituality or metaphysical topics, you're seeing things about the fifth dimension. We've been in a third dimension. What does that mean? What is frequency rising? What's happening? How do we know if we're feeling spiritually activated? How do we know that we're doing okay? Or, you know, these are all the kinds of normal questions that would pop into your head. So I wanted to take this episode to address that and answer a couple of questions the way I've experienced it and the way I know it. There's lots of different things out there, and it's very important that you follow your heart and trust your intuition. I've been really pressing about trusting your own intuition recently, but not just recently. Really, I've always felt that way. I help people with that, but it's extremely, to me, very important, honestly, to, I've overemphasized that. Boy, would that look terrible written out, right? But it is that important to know that your own intuition is the best guide for you as an individual. That's important. Really is. That's why I chose to speak on that eighth chakra topic. And connecting to all of that when I do that telesummit that's coming up. I'll be speaking in that February 11th. It's ongoing right now. It's free to listen. The links are on my website. It's the Your Divine Uniqueness telesummit, but you can go check it out. You can listen for free, or you can purchase the archived audios if you want to, but you don't have to. Anyway, I'm doing that, and that's going to be extensive. We're putting more workshops together for that. It's so important that people understand how to trust that. So that's why we're talking about it. Now, fifth dimension frequency is higher, faster. When we speak in energy terms, as an energy healer, I feel see pretty much all of life in frequency. I experience it as an energy. So I want to explain that when we say frequency rising, it's that frequency of the energy. I mean, we're listening to the radio. We're on the radio right now. That has a frequency. Think of it that way. There's a lot of scientific explanation for that. But when you all of a sudden are going from a certain speed of energy or a lower, slower frequency of energy, and then all of a sudden it's accelerating much faster, you're going to have a physical response. That side of us that's going to go, what was that? Why am I feeling like this? Why can't I sleep? Why is everything bothering me? I thought I was okay with all this. I thought that was an issue that was gone. All kinds of stuff will crop up that you felt were a thing of the past, but they are coming up they will come up. And in the last several years, we were feeling it on occasion. It would come in like a big wave, a surge of it would come in. Everybody's feeling all this, you know, seems dramatic. Doesn't have to be dramatic. It does not. The best thing, and I don't want to say defense, because it's not like defense against it, because this is a good frequency coming in, believe it or not, even though it seems to be kicking up all these reactions that don't feel so great. I've been experiencing quite a bit of it in the form of my sleep cycle. I don't sleep. I don't feel tired, but oh man, is it active during that time, you know? And then the dreams are like, really, how can anybody think of these things? But there's so many messages in them. You could feel more agitated. You may feel the moon cycle more, things like that. This is our ego side kind of being suspicious and not trusting something it doesn't understand is the bottom line. Pretty much when all this happens, it's just that side of us that's from the third dimensional physical world, you know, doesn't understand it. So it doesn't trust it. And it's like, no, it has to go away. Now think about that on a bigger scale. Look at all the things that are happening out there that are such a change. There's so much change. It's like, when is it going to stop changing? Well, it's not going to stop changing. What's different is that it's changing faster, much faster. It's accelerated. It's not coming in occasional waves of shift or change. It's accelerated. It's picked it up and it's staying revved up at that higher frequency. You're feeling that. We're all feeling that. This is going to catalyst us into change quicker, which can feel a little bit like, whoa, I'm not ready. That's a little fast kind of a thing. It does not have to feel negative. I want to talk about some of the things you might be experiencing during this episode. Some of the things that may help you. I know the things that help me and just the way our bodies are wired. Some of this is understanding it scientifically, but science and spirit are really combining the way I believe they should be anyway, that they do connect together and one can help the other. It really can. Not one replace the other, but work together, like our right and left brain working together. That's wonderful. That's absolutely amazing. That's what we're talking about. This is an awakening. It is a spiritual awakening. More and more people are feeling it every day. And they're like, why is this happening? What do I do? And, you know, there's so many different symptoms. You could be feeling vague, blank, anxiety, not sleeping. You feel like you've got to stay busy. Maybe you feel an urgency or something just feels not right. Or maybe your moods are swinging, you know, more with the moon because you're feeling more of a connection to the moon cycles. Believe it or not, that can happen. Some people have always been feeling that. And people that are already connected, they're aware of this. And a lot of you that listen to this type of show probably are aware of that. But you're noticing what I'm talking about. You know that it's increasing, or whoa, that just took me by surprise. What's going on? It's a little bit more fueled up. It really is. It is really coming through, and it's very positive, actually. Please know that it is. These are the things that help us let go of those stubborn little energy issues that maybe we thought we had it resolved, but maybe not so much, because it pushes it to the top of the surface. Think of, you know, something that was at the bottom. And if you push something up underneath it and you force it up to the top, now you can see it and it's exposed. It's going to feel like that. You're going to be, wow, really? Yeah, this again, because there's a little bit there to work on. And don't see it as, oh, let me just fix everything and it's done. That is not how spiritual growth or soul growth works. It's constant. It's we continue to better ourselves. And there's a lot of different perspectives to look at versus the one that you may feel is causing some of the distress to you. There's a whole lot better ways to approach it, go through it, feel free in it, and it won't pull you down. It'll actually help you lift up, and it is the way to a happier life. So this is what we're talking about, the frequencies rising, healing in the fifth. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we will be right back.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
We are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show if you're just tuning in. And a big welcome to all of our new listeners. We always have much appreciation for you. And the topic today is an interesting one. I find it fascinating, and I continually study this because I'm very much about the energy of everything as an energy healer. Intuitively, this has been a lifesaver for me personally because the connection to spirit, to my higher self, to angels, all of that, working in alignment with the energy healing has been phenomenal. For years and years before any of it was coming out, I was feeling I got to do it different for me, for my health physically. And it has been spot on every time for me personally. I recommend that this be course and of action for everyone to intuitively connect to what is right for you personally. This is about the frequency of this energy that's rising, it's accelerating, it's moving us from third dimensional, all this negative and this, you know, anger and all of these things into a new fifth dimension way of life where, gosh, you know, it's just going to feel like heaven on earth, to be honest. And, you know, that's where the shift is taking us. Now, in order for you to live in a fifth dimensional reality experience, which I've chosen to do already, I'm already doing it. Yes, there's all kinds of things going on around me. But here's the difference. They either affect you or they don't affect you. When you're letting something affect you, you're now attached to that energy. And if it's a lower negative thought, maybe it's even what somebody thinks of you. Now you've brought yourself right down to that frequency. Boom, just like that. The good news is you can bring yourself right back out. And it's a way of practicing differently. One of the ways that people begin to realize that something's changing is they know that they need to stop reacting the way they used to something or the way they've been, or maybe they just had something happen and they reacted and they have to shift into something else and respond differently. You can practice and with intention, shift your frequency to be more in alignment with the speed of the frequency that's going through everywhere right now, through all of humanity. It will kick up and cause what I call energy fires and energy intensity to be more intense because it has to bring it up to the surface to get rid of it. I mean, if it's under the rug, you don't feel it so much, but if it's on top of the rug and you're stepping in it, ew, you know, think of it that way. I want to take you there for a moment. We all know what the third feels like. How many of you are really losing interest? Here's a way to know that you're shifting. How many of you are losing interest in what you watch on television or what you listen to on the radio or what you read in the news? You're like, man, I just don't want that anymore. Or you may be wanting it. Okay, that's going to tell you where your frequency is. Now, what you're filling your life with all that energy, with what that is coming in and inundating you with all these thoughts and ideas, whoa, what is that doing or how is that affecting you? I mean, if you are watching something very negative or frightening, and you are afraid of so many things or you have a lot of stress in your life, where's the connection here? Okay. Are you finding that you want to shift to something that's a little more enjoyable and lighthearted? That is coming from the innate spirit within you because the frequency is connecting to that part of you, that higher self part of you that is helping you get there. It's like, you know, I just don't enjoy this type of thing anymore. I want to do something else. You're going to feel that in your own unique way. You are going to be awake thinking a little deeper. You're going to know that you're moving in that direction. If you're not feeling any of this, don't despair. It doesn't mean you got left behind or anything like that. I want to put that right out of the water. That does not mean that at all. You can choose to jump right onto this and be a part of this amazing shift in humanity right now. Just with your intention going forward, you know what? I'm tired of being angry about all of these things happening to me. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. You know, where can I change how I respond in a situation and what can I do differently? You're looking for those individual self-improvement things on a daily basis. Absolutely. You may need to change your diet. You may be feeling all of these things physically in your body with illness. Honestly, I'm telling you, I mean, 25, 30 years ago, I had a lot more physical issues than I do now. So it's phenomenal. I've seen it in my own personal life, it does change. It does shift when you shift. When you shift that perspective, like, well, maybe it isn't that person's fault. Maybe I need to look at how I'm seeing this whole thing here. And you start to take this approach. You start to read different things. You start to study different topics that are helping to lift you and help you feel motivated and excited. I mean, this is a big deal. Now, the fifth dimension feels really amazing. It's going to have more unity, more cooperation, more peacefulness. Think about it. Think about, you know, a world of peace. Wow, we're not fighting anymore. Wow. Yeah, that's almost, for some of us, how is that possible? It absolutely is possible. We have to just choose it. And you can choose that. You absolutely can. I can't make you believe this. I can share what I know to be true. And I have seen it challenge me as well. Like, okay, well, let's throw something at her and see if she still believes. That's where you'll feel, okay, I've got to change how I'm responding to this. I've got to shift my thought here. And this is where, when we talk about we send love or light to something that comes at us, that's exactly it. That is exactly what you want to do. You're shifting. Instead of retaliating or coming back like that, you're going to, you know, have a different intention with your energy. It doesn't mean don't defend yourself. We're not throwing logic out the window here. Of course we protect ourselves, but we are also looking to shift our thoughts and our intentions and move into a place where we can actually live in happiness with peace. I mean, this shift has been, you know, the whole thing you were hearing about coming up with 2012 and all that, and the Mayan calendar and all of that, this thing's been going on. I mean, probably, I guess, our whole lifetime. If you were born in the 60s, you know, this would have been, you know, you were born right into it. It started shifting, and it's slowly, here we are all the way up to 2015, and it's just really accelerating. And last week I was going through the whole month to month projection of the energy and how it's going to be feeling, and with some guidance from the angels on how we can move through that shift. If you missed that, you can go catch that archive. But this is an energy of an 8 for this whole year, which is very good. However, you want to make sure an 8 is an abundance energy, but it's going to be abundant of whatever you're putting your focus and intention on. You see what I'm saying? So you want to truly reevaluate, where am I putting my intention? Where am I focusing? What can I throw out, let go of, push forward in? What can I do differently to for the best and highest outcome, for to improve not just myself, but, you know, my neighbor, my friend, my family, you know, my team? What can I do to help? And that's an intention of sending love out in a place where maybe you were feeling a little resentful or angry, or, you know, what's going on? Who's trying to take something from me? That kind of thing. Now you're shifting into letting all that anger go and replacing that with a love. That's an example. Your body responds immediately when you start to shift into a place of peace and sending out a higher frequency, which love is the highest frequency. It's very healing. I mean, there's so much proof out there. I couldn't even list it all. And, you know, prayer is intention. Prayer. Simply, it is your thoughts are focusing with an intention. And that perspective starts to shift the more you practice this, the more you work into that, being more aware, more conscious of, where are my thoughts? I honestly think that we're going to see amazing amazing shifts within our own personal life during this year, as well as improvements out there on a bigger scale. Yes, we're going to see a lot of intensity, but what can we do when we see that intensity, that negative intensity? We can send the good vibes out there. We can send the positive. That's what I do. That's what I do, because that's more powerful than getting caught up in being upset. That's how energy healing works. And I'll go into that a little bit more after the break. We're about to go to break. So think about what could you do to lift your thoughts that may be negative into something more positive. What would be the opposite of the way you feel about something going on in your life that you want to change? Think about that. We're going to take a short break. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We are talking about the energy frequency rising and healing in the fifth dimension. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show, and we are talking about energy frequency rising, the accelerated rate that it is rising and shifting, and we are all feeling it in some way. We may be feeling it not so great, but we can also feel it in wonderful ways. Now, we've talked about how you might be feeling it with anxiety or sleeplessness, or maybe it's causing some of the ups and downs if you have issues like feeling extreme emotions or something like that. We're not saying not to address that if you have something going on with mental illness. This is not to escape that. It is to help you. Let's just face this dragon and deal with this. Let's remove this. Energy healing is very much about shifting the frequency of the experience. So in illness, for example, you are taking that lower frequency of the illness and you're shifting it and replacing it with what we call the light or the love, because it is the highest frequency of the universe. And we just feel it. And it's, we are choosing to not have the illness anymore. We're just choosing, I do that all the time when I'm around somebody that has, I've been doing that for a while and it works. I might feel a little bit like this flu that's going around, you know. I'll just say, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm choosing not to. People all around me are getting sick, but I'm choosing. They'll ask me, they'll say, why aren't you getting sick? And I go, well, I might have a sniffle and I'll feel it, but I'm not feeling the same intensity because I'm intentionally using energy and positive to lift the frequency, and I don't see myself as ill. So as soon as you claim it, there you go. There you go. That's what happens. So let's talk about, we've talked about plenty about how it can feel like rough, you know, like, oh my gosh, what's going on? Let's talk a little bit about the positive side of it, because not all of it is not, is problems. Okay. When this frequency and this acceleration up into a higher humanity consciousness, this is consciousness lifting and rising. Okay. I've heard it, you know, called so many different things, but humanity together is really rising up. It can feel positive things too. Once you get rid of those lower dense energies that are not so positive, that are whole, you know, sitting on top of your positive, because that's what's happening. So say, for example, your intuition is increasing. That's a positive. And now it's rising, but what if the negative was on top? Think about something heavy sitting on top of a balloon, and the balloon is strong and it's rising. That's lifting it. So it's going to lift it up to the surface to get rid of it. So that's why you might be feeling some of the other negative energy. Now, intuition abilities, that's going to be increasing. We're going to have, it's going to be easier. It's going to feel amazing. I mean, I know mine is. I know people that already are connected are feeling that, but people that have never been connected are going to really start to feel some things. You're going to feel more compassion, open heart, versus the opposite. Think about that. So if you're working on removing some blocks from that, that's okay. Know that it's a work in progress. Keep working on it. It will shift and you will find that you can do this. You're going to feel happier. You're just going to feel happier. You're going to enjoy meditations. You're going to want to meditate more. You're going to look forward to it. You may find that you have creative abilities you never even knew were there. Think about that. That's going to be there. New insights, you're just going to feel more positive things come in versus it's always something happening wrong to me. You're going to go, wow, look at how that just lined up. That's awesome. You're going to start to see shifts. So if you're in a place where it feels like gloom and doom right now, do not despair. Use some intention to choose to shift. And with intention, say, you know what? I'm going to choose different. If you find that you wake up one day and you're feeling, I do this. This is literally what I do and it works. I literally will wake up sometimes and, you know, you don't feel so positive. You feel a little down. Like, what happened? What's going on? I just went through that like not too long ago. And I thought, wow, why am I not feeling so good? Well, I immediately stopped the presses. I put the priority on, okay, we've got to lift this frequency now. I've got, because I've been working on this, it's easier to remember to go into that mode of repair, so to speak. I call it my repair mode. And I just say, okay, I know you're feeling like, I just talk to myself like, I know you don't feel so great right now, but we're going to choose different. We are not going to stay in this. And the more I practice that, the quicker I'm up and out of that. Instead of it lasting for a while, you know, maybe days or weeks, or just feeling discouraged or disheartened or whatever, I'm out of it within, you know, it's not even the morning's gone and it's done. I will do something. Now, that takes work. That takes practice of just using intention and doing something instead of sitting there. It is proactive. I know that I have to do something. I don't want to stay in that any longer than I do. Sometimes it's just a simple go around and clean your house or organize your garage or your workroom or get creative and do something that helps the energy move through. It will help it move through. We make it harder than it really is. We don't have to sit there and struggle with this. Meditation for 5 minutes is the most powerful medicine you could ever do for yourself, and it doesn't cost anything. You can do that. You just close your eyes, take a deep breath, connect with that breath, and just claim peacefulness. I immediately say, if I'm upset about something, I'll say I am peaceful. I'll say the opposite. If I'm angry, I'm happy. I am not, you know, I'm peaceful. I will shift it because we all will feel this. This is how you do it. You're going to find so much joy in just choosing something different. That's the biggest thing that I'm repeating in this episode, because we don't believe sometimes that we have a choice, and you do. You have a choice. You always have a choice. And this is a time to choose wisely. Choose something that will help you. Don't just stay with it because that's what you always did and that's what you were told is it. This is no, no, no. And you know what? It's not even about wasting time being angry at somebody else or something else or whatever that belief system was that you took on as yours. It's not even about being upset that they did anything to you. Don't even go there. That's old stuff. That's the way we used to deal with it. It's no, just let it go. Let it go and stop wasting all of your thought energy on that. Put your thought energy, which is going to raise your frequency, into where you want to be happy, what you want to do. And you just go there. And, you know, I know that I have felt it in dark, dark times. I have. I have felt it in helping my other clients, but this works. And so just simply claiming what you want. I am happy. If you're not, just say it over and over. Write it. You know, do something silly. Go play. Sometimes for me, I just do 30 minutes of exercise of something. Boom. It helps that energy move out. Absolutely. These are many things that you can do. And as you start to find that you're preferring the positive response versus the old one, you may find that it goes back and forth. You might, oh, there, I just got upset again. Smile, love that part of you that got upset, and send it love, believe it or not. Just say, you know what? Yeah, you got upset, but that's okay. You're catching it now, so let's just replace it, and boom. It really does work. It does. This is what I do with intention with meditations. I do that before I'm going to speak. I do that before I'm going to do the show. I do that before I work with a client. I do that every morning. I wake up and I choose to have a fantastic day, an absolute wonderful day. It even happened to me this morning. I mean, I found all kinds of crazy stuff going on, which was kind of a 911 thing, you know, with ITs and technology. And I just said, okay, I had to call my team and say, hey guys, help me out. And it was the most pleasant experience versus all this, oh my goodness, oh no, the world, the sky is falling. I used to be in a place where I felt like that if anything went wrong way back. Oh my gosh. And I think back, man, I am so glad I don't respond like that. So think about that. Where can you respond differently? We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. This is about raising the frequency. The frequency is rising, and living and healing in a fifth dimension world of happiness and peace. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
We are back for our last segment. And during this segment, I want to just kind of list out some things you can do to start practicing living and working with the frequencies that are happening right now. We've been talking about frequency rising, healing in the fifth dimension. What does it feel like with all this accelerated energy? And it's going so fast. It's not going to slow down. Okay. It's not. So the easiest way to find some peacefulness and learn how to ride. It's to me, it's like learning how to ride a surfboard. You just got to learn how to ride this thing. And then when you align with it and you're going with the flow of it, you're going to find that it's just much easier to shift, be happy. I mean, who doesn't want happiness in their life, right? Who doesn't want great opportunities and living their dream? I mean, we're talking about all these things. And that's what fifth dimension is: peace, happiness, loving your life. Looking forward to it, you know, looking forward to sending someone love instead of anger and a lawsuit or whatever we do all the time to each other. I mean, goodness. But there's a couple of things you can do. One of the first things is organizing the priorities of how you're going to go about this. So if you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, can't sleep, anxiety, things like that, when that starts to kick in or upset and it's going everywhere, stop immediately and make yourself the most important thing. And within a few minutes, you'll already start to feel like, okay, my higher self is back in this game now, because that's what you want to do. You want your higher self running this, because the higher self knows what to do versus our ego that panics and freaks out. The ego is always looking to rebel against something it doesn't understand, because it only understands programs that are installed, so to speak. We're talking about brand new energy that it doesn't know or recognize. So it's going to react like that. It's going to say, that's foreign. What is that? What is that? It needs to not be in charge. So the first thing I recommend is simply saying, I am that I am that is the higher self in me, and that's what's running the show right now. However you want to phrase that, just claim that to be in charge. Take a few slow, deep breaths. You can do this quickly if you're at work, if you're driving, wherever you might be. This is what's great. This is kind of your emergency kit to get back on track and center yourself, because that's what you want to do. You want to center yourself. But the priority needs to be you first when you start to find this. It's not fix and run through all these hoops anymore. That's not going to work anymore. It means stop, catch your breath, claim the higher self being in charge again. Nope, we're not doing it that way anymore. Slow that panic down with your breath. Your breath is the best thing ever. Okay, it's with you. It's always with you. You can't forget it and leave it at home or leave it in the car. You have it with you. You need it every day. You're using it all the time, right? And your breath is wired right into your nervous system. This is how we're wired. This is, you can go study this under the science articles. Your natural fight or flight is wired into that breath. So slowing that breath down, taking that deep breath and releasing it slower. Because when you get anxious, when you go into that anxious vibe, your breath is going much faster. Your shoulders are probably up into your ears. So everybody's dropping their shoulders down right now. I could tell. I could feel that. You slow the breath down. Just do the opposite. Your body's telling you. Your body is a great antenna that's telling you what's going on in there. So shoulders are up. You're breathing faster. Do the opposite. Lower them down. Breathe slower. Exercise like yoga, walking. You know, some people do, you know, you don't want to do yoga. That's just not your thing. Just walking. You don't have to run and work hard. Running's great, but you can just walk this out. Believe it or not, simple housekeeping or cleaning up your yard or doing gardening can do the same thing. It can just calm things down if you're having that opportunity. If you don't have but 5 minutes, or I've got to get there, or I'm at a stoplight, claim your higher self, slow your breath down, and just center yourself back that you can do this. And tell yourself, I can do this. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to find a better way to respond. I'm not going to react. And you're going to cut yourself some slack if you've already reacted. cut yourself some slack, forgive yourself, and also maybe forgive some other people and cut them some slack too. Because guess what? They're feeling all this too. And so they're going to have different things pop up. Okay. They're going to have it going on too. Everybody's going to have it coming up in some way or another. And the goal for all of this coming up to the surface is for us to learn how to let it go. If one of the keys, if you're looking for that area of life, where should I be working to release? What do I need to know to let go of? It's going to be right there nagging at you and bothering you. Whatever is yanking your chain, that's where you need to go. That's what you need to deal with. Okay, that's what you need to go with. There's plenty of counselors. There's people out there. If you feel like you would like somebody to be with you as a sounding board, I mean, that's what I do a lot with my clients. But this isn't something that you can't do by yourself. But when you are feeling like you're in over your head, don't hesitate to get help for yourself because you deserve that. Absolutely. Even when you can't afford, you know, like say you can't afford something like a private session. That's why I do a labor of love like this radio show. I'm putting out what I can to help you anyway. So there's no excuse for there's not something out there that can help you. I'm taking that vice away right now because there is something out there. You just need to claim it. You need to acknowledge that you deserve it. And you need to choose that you're going to go higher into that vibrational frequency because you want to live in a fifth dimensional world. You have to choose it. And, you know, some of us have to actually detox and break addictions to all the drama and all the stuff. Oh, gosh. I mean, all the drama, all the stuff, or who's doing what to who. I mean, really. You may have to break that addiction because that's old thinking and it's just not going to satisfy or keep you happy. And you're really learning how to get rid of this old baggage, this old way of doing all of it. So prioritize and make yourself an important part of your daily plan. I recommend when you first wake up in the morning, claim to have a fabulous day. Just say, I'm going to have a fantastic day. I am going to be aligned with my higher self and I am going to choose happiness. Do it every day. Do it 3 or 4 times a day if you need to get back on track. You fall off the horse, get back on. Okay, just keep getting back on. At first, sometimes you feel like you got to keep doing that. Work on changing the words you use. If you're constantly cursing something or, you know, when something goes wrong, maybe do the opposite. You know, change it, shift it, you know. We're getting ready to go into a frequency soon here. I think in about a week, I'd have to look at my calendar, but I think it's in about a week. We're going to have a Mercury retrograde again, which will give us even more opportunity to work on our communication skills. So look at that as a positive. There is so many things you can do out there. And if you have a question, don't hesitate to go over to my website and write me. If you've listened to this, you're like, wow, you know, what's going on here? We have an opportunity to do all of this amazing work together. So I want to send everyone much love and support. Go over, check the website out. I've got some meditations over there that can help you with your centering. They're all free. You can download, sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get a free gift for signing up for the newsletter. And then you'll get, you know, all kinds of updates. And definitely come say hello. I want to say thank you for listening. You mean very much to me as the listening family. And I wish all of you happiness, peace, and love. And living in the fifth dimension. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.